Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben and Woods, sponsored by CashInR134A.com. Hey, there's a new recycling program going to help your wallet and the planet at the same time. Visit CashInR134A.com for info. Gives you $10 for every used can of R134A automotive refrigerant that you turn in. Get details at CashInR134A.com.
You are passionate about recycling the automotive refrigerant.
I don't think there's anyone.
First thing here at 6 o'clock.
That's right. I don't think there's anyone more.
That's where you needed to start. All the starters, Cactus Leagues, Padres, baseball yesterday, and you wanted to start with automotive refrigerant this hour.
Trying to make this world a better place for my kids, Ben. That's what I'm trying to do.
Fair enough. Padres opened the Cactus League schedule. They 5-4 loss to the Mariners yesterday. However, before you get too bent out of shape, and you may have fallen asleep during this portion of the game, the Padres did, like, have a rally going, and the Mariners just said, okay, we're good, inning over, you know,
chicken,
because they have
the
rules this year.
Chicken S.
I think Jay Singler actually used it later in the game as well to even it out. But you normally can't put stock in spring training games. Now you really can't, because opposing managers, if their pitcher, you know, has gotten to enough pitches and they don't want him to throw anymore and they don't, you know, no one's up in the bullpen, they can just say, inning over, even if the bases are loaded and no one's out. We're done here.
Incredible.
Let's move on to the next inning. So you don't know what the actual final score of the game would have been. It simply goes down as a 5-4 win for the Mariners, but these standings in these games don't count and mean anything at all. At all. At
very
all.
Very true.
Padres could go 0-25 in the Cactus League. Does not matter in the least bit.
No, I agree. I agree. And like I said, you know, when things happen that are good, like Will Myers home run, that's good. That's important.
Sure.
If Tatis struck out twice, not that important.
Yeah. He grounded out a couple of times.
Yeah. No big deal.
No, not especially the first day.
Right.
And honestly, if you're going to see Will Myers homer, you'd rather see him homer at the end of
correct.
March as opposed to the first day. But it is a decent sign that whatever he was doing that was working last season, he's committed to continuing to do this year.
More important for hitters or pitchers, in your opinion?
I think spring training is more important for the pitchers in terms of getting ready. Spring training would not be nearly as long if it weren't for the need to get pitchers extended, lengthened a little bit to start the season.
Does it freak you out, either of you guys or both of you guys? I watched, again, one of those just little quick videos of Joe Musgrove throwing batting practice yesterday. And to me, now he knows he's going 90% or 85% or whatever. He's a pro. He knows his body. But I'm like, yo, easy, easy. Like, it's day three. And he was gassing it up there. And he's throwing live BP, and they want to get those looks for those guys. They're trying to get their timing down. Guys are working on pitch grips and slots and all that stuff. But I'm watching him going, he's literally, to me, to the eye, it looks like he was going 100%.
I'm sure that they had, whatever their plan was, hey, we want you to go, you know, 100% for 15 pitches and then dial it back a little for the next 15, and that's you're good for 30. I don't know what the plan is, but they don't send them out there without very specific instructions on effort level and how many of each pitch, you know, you're going to throw, because this is work for the pitchers as well. But then it's also work for the batters to face, you know, really good pitching. I never totally understood. Obviously, you know, you want to lock in your swing, but, you know, taking fastballs down the middle from a pitching machine, I don't know how much that helps a big league hitter.
It probably doesn't much at all. I know they do a lot of T-work, and I know that the live BP is really, that's really where it's at. And we heard last year Jace will dial up that machine and throw like 130, and then they'll mix in different off-speed as well. And they don't even swing. They just stand at the dish and look for it to try to identify it. That kind of stuff really helps as well. But, yeah, man, go into a batting cage. You're like, man, I was raking in the 80 cage yesterday. Well, cool. It came in the same spot. I can rake in the 80 cage because it comes in the same spot. And you time it, and, hey, look at me. I'm a big hitter. But I the live BP with the arm slot and the different arm slots and the different rotations, that's where you make your money.
All right, we'll talk more Padres, including a little Padres news coming up right now in our Rondo Report. Let's get to it.
You're listening to the Rondo Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
6:04.
6:04.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Pauly.
How we doing?
Fantastic.
Good. I want to start off with some Padres news here in the Rondo Report. Tommy Pham met with the media yesterday, and look, he was great. He was candid, was open about everything that happened in his off season. Of course, we remember what happened at Pacers.
October 11th, right after the Padres had been eliminated from the Dodgers. Just a couple days after, I believe.
Yeah, very scary situation. Tommy talked all about it, and there's a lot of audio I could have picked for here for this spot, but I found the one clip, and it was Tommy Pham asked if being stabbed gave him new perspective on being able to play baseball after being faced with the possibility of not being able to play again. I heard this, and I said to myself, that might be the greatest answer to a question I've ever heard from an athlete.
Couldn't agree more.
Here's what Tommy Pham had to say.
No, not really, man. I still look at everything almost the same. If anything, I probably would just spend more money and stop saving as much. Because, you know, if I die, then I feel like I have too much money in the bank and
right.
I didn't live enough.
I mean,
you can't take it with you, Ben. Now, he's not married. He's got no family. You know, I mean, he does his own thing, right? Like, he can do. I've never seen more judgy people than I saw over the weekend. Now, people judged him. I want everybody to remember again. He got stabbed. He was stabbed. He didn't stab someone.
He was a victim.
He is the victim of a stabbing. That, by the way, is still unsolved. There is a man here in our city that stabbed Tommy Pham, and he's not in custody.
And he could be any one of us.
Could be. It's not any one of us. We were home, as we should have been.
Here's my alibi. If I tried to stab Tommy Pham, I'd be dead right now.
He would kill you with his bare hands.
That's
so I still see a lot of people. Yeah, you're going to strip club. Bro, it wasn't an illegal back alley strip. He wasn't at a bathhouse like Robert Kraft. Okay? He wasn't paying for, you know, release or anything like that. The guy was at an establishment that's a legal establishment, watching women and having
just kid stuff.
Having some food and having a cocktail after a long season, an arduous season. Also, by the way, not the first Padre to ever go to a gentleman's club either. Trust me.
Third?
Seventh. And people still out there giving Tommy Pham a hard time about being stabbed. I can't. It's hard for me to wrap my head around.
Needed 200 stitches to close the wound.
Oh, my God.
Said he was on the phone on the way to the hospital with Mark Rogo, the trainer, and A.J. Preller going, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to play again.
Wow.
Doctors told him this was a bit of a flex. Had he not been so muscular,
same,
he probably would have been paralyzed or died.
Yeah, same.
But
it's hard to cut through sinew, Ben, and that's what he is. He's all sinew. Tommy Pham. I love Tommy Pham. I loved that answer. I thought it was brilliant.
He's doing well now. He says he said he was like 80%, but that's 80% of his like deadlifting weight.
Yeah.
He's like almost full on the treadmill, and his swing is full 100%.
He's 100%
baseball.
Baseball
stuff he needs, he's good on.
Well, you know what? If the Padres were a power lifting team, then I'd be worried about Tommy Pham and his deadlift. They're not. He's a baseball player. He's in baseball shape. He's ready to go.
Did let one get over his head yesterday, but, you know, wind, Arizona,
it was
sky.
Like 20 miles an hour, yesterday.
A little tough. first game action.
He gives me a little, I get a little panicky sometimes with him in left field, but you know what? He didn't get to play a lot last year, so he's kind of finding
30
his,
some odd games.
Yeah, he's trying to get his way back as well. Tommy Pham's going to be just fine, and you're going to be real happy that he's on this team. Trust me.
I would agree with that. Feel-good story. We'll switch over to the world of golf. I thought this was awesome, seeing all of the players around the PGA wearing championship red on Sunday yesterday to honor Tiger Woods, who has been moved to a new hospital, still recovering, seems to be stable now, and it's just going to be a long road of recovery for Tiger. But yesterday, a lot of golfers all wore their red polos to honor Tiger. Tiger tweeted out yesterday, "It is hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." There was a picture of PGA Tour Communications tweeted out, "It's a Tiger Woods Sunday for the maintenance staff at the Puerto Rico Open."
Pretty cool.
Every single guy wearing black pants, red polo. So that was awesome. And then I saw here Colin Morikawa was going to wear a red polo, but his apparel company, the gear, didn't arrive in time, so he didn't get to wear it yesterday. But
yeah, there was like weather issues in some places.
He honored Tiger by playing like Tiger.
Yeah. And whipping everybody's ass.
Yeah, he goes on to win, and then it says at age 24, he joined, you guessed it, Tiger Woods as the only player to have a major championship and a World Golf Championship title before the age of 25.
I texted Ben during the round yesterday. I go, his swing is sexual. It's so good.
So buttery.
It's so good. He is the tempo master. I mean, I watch him and I'm like, I'm never going to get close. It's just perfect. It's perfect. He had a phenomenal, phenomenal round. Good to see Brooks. My boy Brooks Koepka was right there in it till the end. Billy Horschel's one of the most fun golfers I've ever seen because he's an absolute lunatic out there. Had to pull his pants up and get in the water to hit a shot, which was like,
had a good sock tan going.
Oh my God!
As most pro golfers do.
It was incredible. Pulls his white pants up around his knees, puts his white hat on backwards, and whacks one out of the mud. And actually, get a really good shot out of there. So yeah, I watched. I had Jesse and Tony in my ears, and I was
lucky
watching
he didn't
the
lose
golf.
A hand like Chubbs going so close to the water there in Florida.
Bro,
damn alligator bit my hand.
It was so good. So good. So, yeah, congrats to Morikawa.
By the way,
he was amazing.
Paulie read that tweet from Tiger Woods saying how when he turned on the TV, saw the red shirts, that you know, he was touched. Can you imagine if you knew Tiger Woods was watching you play on television? Like, I'm playing golf. No, just anyone. Even like those guys, I'm thinking, that's probably kind of nerve-wracking thinking, oh, Tiger's watching me play right now. He turned on his TV in the hospital room. What else has he got to do? Probably watch the whole dang thing.
Guaranteed.
Probably texted guys during the round, like, yeah, man, great shot there.
So
Tiger
good.
Tiger Woods.
Oh. We can all see in our mind's eye the return. We all can see it. Don't know when it's going to be.
Rory McIlroy spoke and said, he said something like things are looking a lot better than they were a few days ago. Obviously, he still has a long road to recovery. I don't know if he had any inside info, but, you know, hopefully that's a good sign that whatever, you know, worries they had, at least there's a path forward here for Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Going. So that's good news.
That's not a guy that you're going to count out.
No.
To come back from this.
And finally, Golden Globes were last night, and Jason Sudeikis won for Best Comedy Actor for Ted Lasso, which was awesome.
So good.
And I gotta say, you know, the award shows, they're all virtual still.
It was weird.
Everyone's doing the Zoom acceptance speeches, and they've got all the nominees on the screen, whether they won or lost. They stay on camera, and, you know, Sudeikis was wearing, you know, he's doing the at-home thing. He's wearing some crappy hoodie.
Tie-dye hoodie or something.
Basketball shorts.
He's got his Ted Lasso stash going.
Still got the stash on.
He knew he was probably going to be on TV at some point.
He did.
Right?
Okay. He's also got two kids. His wife, or his former live-in, was Olivia Wilde. And they split up, and she's now with Harry Styles. So I don't... if your wife leaves you for a guy that's 10 years younger and
which
looks
band
like...
was he in?
He was in One Direction.
Direction.
Oh, Direction.
Direction.
But he has a solo career that's, I'll say it on the radio, it's good. He's good. He's talented. when your wife leaves you for Harry Styles, showering probably isn't an option for like 6 months. So he's got two kids, and he was like disheveled and possibly stoned.
His wife leaves you for like one of us. That's depressing. She leaves you for Harry Styles. At least you know.
No.
Hey, I
go the other way.
Really?
You never want the person that leaves you to upgrade. You want them to be like, you're like, oh, she's with that load? Look at that guy. I'm better than that guy. But Jason Sudeikis, who's great, is like, ooh, Harry Styles, I get it. It's Harry Styles.
On the flip side, if she leaves you for somebody that's good-looking and rich and awesome and all that, you can just be like, well, that's her type. So
this goes back to the argument. Do you want the team that knocked you out of the playoffs to go out and win the championship? Or get clobbered in the next round.
That's a great point.
I'm always the go ahead and go win the championship now that you beat my team.
It really depends. It depends. You weren't rooting for the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Other teams, sometimes I do. Because I like to know that I lost to the best, not to some second or third best. Well, all right, I lost out to Harry Styles, not, you know, some auto mechanic from, you know.
I don't want to lose out to Harry Styles, though, but I get it. I get it. So he was a little bit disheveled.
I mean, I do not think he was expecting to win at all because
here's the knew he was going to be on TV.
He knew he was going to be on TV, so he can't really explain the look. But again, he sounded just caught off guard and flabbergasted that he won. Here's a little bit of Jason Sudeikis after he won Best Comedy Actor for Ted Lasso.
Wow. All right. Can I talk now? Yeah. Boy, okay. That's nuts. Thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press. This is for me, the coolest thing that a group of, you know, like, that's nuts. Especially, that's crazy. Okay. All right. here's what I'll say this. I want to thank everybody that works on the show. I read this book to my son, Otis, called The Three Questions by Leo Tolstoy. And he has these three questions, like, when's the best time to do things?
He's just all over the place.
When's the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? And then who's the most important one?
He just kept going.
He kept going and going. And Don Cheadle gave him the, let's go, wrap it up in the Zoom.
This is the coolest thing a large group of foreign media has ever done for me.
Sacha Baron Cohen, when he won, said, I'd like to thank the old white. I was like, oh my God, he has the biggest rhino balls of any human being alive. He's so great.
I saw something. He was, Sacha Baron Cohen became the first person to win the Golden Globes for the same character twice.
It's amazing. Pretty amazing. Awesome. He's incredible. All right, great job, Paulie, on the Rhino Report. We're way late.
All right, you've earned a Daily Diddy selection. That is coming up next from one Paul Reindl. The rest of the sports weekend, pretty busy as well. Get some of the other highlights. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.